Hello, hello. Ashley here. Welcome to another episode of the Maverick Mompreneur podcast. I am so glad you're here, whether this is your very first time listening or you're a veteran Maverick Mompreneur listener. Thanks for being here today. In this episode, we're going to talk about something that I call ineffective consistency. Basically, this is how I see the mantras of consistency is key or just keep showing up go really wrong when it comes to building an online business, gaining momentum, actually seeing the needle move within your online business. And don't get me wrong, consistency is definitely important, but only when you're applying effective strategy and creating content that actually converts. Just blindly adhering to those mantras, consistency is key, keep showing up, is not going to lead to success because consistency by itself isn't enough. If you're a gym goer, there are people that you'll see in the gym every single day for years, but nothing changes. Their body looks exactly the same. They're consistent, but what they're doing is not effective to create the change that they want. Just showing up to the gym isn't getting them the results. Similarly, someone could be really, really consistent with a daily skincare routine, but if they're not using the right products to address their concerns or treat their skin type, that's not going to get them the results they want either. It may make things worse. It may set them back. In parenting or as a teacher, if someone's implementing discipline consistently without considering the individual child or addressing underlying behavioral issues, that's another example of being consistent but ineffective. And maybe this is because I have such a black thumb, but you could have someone who is ineffectively consistent with gardening, maybe like watering their plants regularly, maybe even daily, but maybe that's not what those plants need. That's too much soil moisture, or they aren't getting adequate sunlight. So you can be consistent with something but still be ineffective. And in today's fast-paced world where everyone online is trying to stand out, it does take way more than just showing up consistently to actually create momentum and the results that you want. So if you think that you may be showing up consistently, but not as effectively as you could, this one's definitely for you. Before moving on, I want to briefly tell you about a few offers I have to help you build your brand and business consistently and effectively. The first is the 30-day Aligned Action Brand Growth Journal. This is 100+ pages to keep you on track, intentional, and focused in the time that you have to work on your business. There are things like monthly goal definition journaling prompts, busy versus productive brand builders outline and solutions, daily self-management worksheets for the whole month, daily money-making task checklist for the month. And if you are in a coaching community or you work with a coach, there are coaching prep session worksheets to help you get the most out of your coaching community or one-on-one sessions, and then a coaching session reflection worksheet. The second is the Brand Builder's Roadmap to Consistent 5 to 10K Months Online Dashboard. This incredible tool is something that you can have out on your desktop, and it will literally walk you through the process that I take members and one-on-one clients through to build a sustainable long-term brand. There's guidance and trainings on each aspect of strategic personal brand development from the very baby stages all the way through monetization and scaling and running your business like a CEO. The best thing about this is that there are clear action steps that you can track as you build your brand from its inception to multiple revenue streams. You won't have any more guesswork, just actionable insights, steps, and trainings that are sequential and will really help you to build your brand in a way that is effective. So every step you're taking has an intention and it's sequential. Last but definitely not least is Maverick Society, which is my coaching membership. If you are really ready to take your brand to the next level, then I invite you to check out our membership community. This is literally the most comprehensive resource hub. So briefly, what's included? We have weekly group coaching sessions, so you can get direct coaching from me, whether or not you submit a question beforehand or you show up to the Zoom live. You get access to my full course library. You have the opportunity to network with other female online entrepreneurs, from people who are starting their business all the way through multiple six-figure earners. We have a monthly mocktail cocktail Zoom happy hour to celebrate the journey. This is your time to be with your community of women who get it, who are in it with you. These are your people where you'll feel at home, supported, loved, and seen. So even if the people in your life don't get it, you've got that room that raises the bar for you and supports you as you grow in your business. You have access to amazing resources and tools like the 30-day Aligned Action Brand Growth Journal, like the Brand Builders Roadmap, and so many others that I've created. You get all of that. And you also get access to anything that I put out while you are a member. So if you would like more information on either the membership, the Brand Builders Roadmap, or the 30-day Aligned Action Brand Growth Journal, I will leave those down in the show notes below for you. Or you can always head to elevatedwithashley.com/courses, and you can see all of my offerings from free all the way up through one-on-one coaching. Okay, so now let's get back into today's content. Let's dive into some common areas of ineffective consistency for online brand building entrepreneurs that I personally see. And then I'm going to give you some suggestions to improve this and become more effective in being consistent. So let's talk about content first. This can go a lot of different directions. One main thing that I see is posting content sporadically across social media platforms, but without a consistent schedule or a theme. So just sort of willy-nilly throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks without brand content pillars and without an overall strategy or understanding of why someone's posting what and how that fits into their overall business plan. Or maybe their brand message just isn't coming through even though they're posting consistently. That person that you think, well, what is it that they're exactly all about? Your audience should, within a few posts, be able to get a really good idea of what you're all about. Sometimes it's something like a weekly newsletter or a weekly email. Someone's sending those out weekly, but they're not seeing sales come from that. They're not building relationship with their audience because it has just super generic content that's not resonating with their subscribers. So they're getting tons of unsubscribes that aren't even equating to the growth of their list. And that's because they are sharing those newsletters consistently, but they're not effective. There's not a strategy or a marketing knowledge behind that of what's going to actually resonate with their target audience, with those subscribers. Also creating blog posts. I saw this a lot more back in the day when we had a lot more influencers who were blogging. Posts are created consistently, but those posts that were created back in the day aren't serving them now because they aren't optimized for search engines. So they didn't have SEO or they weren't promoted on Pinterest. So they're not necessarily going to be serving someone long term because they're not optimized. So that's an example of ineffective but consistent content marketing. Another example of this could be someone who you see launching new products or services frequently. And I have been totally guilty of this in the past without first conducting market research or assessing demand. Launching all the time, launching new things, but there's no market research on the front end that shows that there's actually a need for that. And that's something that's so important to do. And then lastly, the major one that I see is unfocused productivity. So spending time every day working, constantly working on your business, on various tasks, but without that clear focus or prioritization, that is absolutely going to hinder your progress. It's going to hinder your efficiency. It's so important that when you are able to sit down to work and when you have that time blocked out, that you've already identified your most important objective. You have them broken down into actionable steps so that you know what you're going to do first, what you're going to do next, and you're not just wasting time kind of spinning your wheels. So consistently showing up to work, but not effectively. So if you can relate to any of the above, I do have a solution for you or solutions, but of course, this is not going to be a magic silver bullet. It's more of practices to put into your business, pun intended, consistently. We need to embrace the practice of iteration. So iteration is the process of continuously refining and improving our approach based on data and feedback. This means consistently taking the time to analyze what's working and what's not. Yes, kind of the boring stuff, but honestly, it can get quite addictive when you start to look at what's working, look at what's not, and applying that, experimenting with new ideas that you've learned and being open to change as the online landscape changes. It's about being proactive rather than reactive, like when the algorithm changes and you're still continuously showing up in the same old way, rather than looking to see what's working now and just constantly striving for excellence. So an example of this, I don't really love creating reels and I was really averse to creating them them for a long time. And I would dabble a little bit thinking, oh gosh, when are we going to be over the short form video? But now that I've seen that they're here to stay, I would be a total dum-dum to not post reels. If I'm going to take the time to post reels on Instagram, I want to get good at doing them. And so rather than just showing up and throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks, I've invested my time and money to continually learn how to get better and better and more effective at creating reels. And although that's not my main content platform, if I'm going to spend the time, I want to make sure that I'm open to change, I'm open to new ideas, that I'm consistently showing up, but in a way that's effective, not just because it worked in the past and it's easier for me. Can you relate to that? I know sometimes we get stuck in our ways, but you know, I always say to celebrate the journeys. And part of that journey is adapting to changes, learning from mistakes, and always striving for improvement. And that's what's so beautiful and fun about it. It's ever changing, but we have to be resilient and flexible in order to continue to consistently show up, but effectively. And that's one of the things that I love so much about the Maverick Society, which is my coaching membership. It's a place where a community of like-minded women entrepreneurs who aren't afraid to do things outside the box so that they can stay within their own personal alignment, who are super committed to supporting each other on their entrepreneurial journey and are aware that things are constantly changing. And so consistently showing up to coaching calls, to get coaching, to get feedback from other members, and also from me, they prioritize that. And so that's always an option for you too. And as cliche as it sounds, success is not a destination. It is a journey. It's always going to be a journey. Even when you get to this arbitrary success level, maybe it's 10K months or 20K months, you're not going to stay there and grow unless you're committed to consistently iterating, reviewing, refining your practice, and constantly seeking excellence. Because especially online, there's no stopping the changes, which is kind of cool and exciting, but you have to put that into your practice consistently to iterate and relentlessly pursue growth. And that's really, really the key to success. It's not consistency. It's the relentless pursuit of growth. I guess if you hear nothing else from me this episode, that's what I would like you to take away. And that's really all for this episode. Until next time, as always, cheers to your impact. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you got a ton of value. And if you did, I would really appreciate if you would rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. It really helps push out the message that I have to share with other female entrepreneurs. Thank you so much.